This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
People chiming in. If interest is never higher, no harm. My Colorado State is like OSU, and there is an element to that. Like, that's who ultimately loses in all this is the Oregon States of the world. So when me and Rob were first having this discussion, and Rob, you know, and this, we're all of different opinions, but he was kind of the, hey, maybe this could be a good thing for Oregon State. And no, nope. You knew where, if you just kind of looked at where this was going, this was never going to end well for the smaller schools. I think ultimately it ends well for 30 to 50 of the bigger schools. And I think everyone else, unfortunately, well, and maybe 70 when you consider how many Power Four conference. But if you're not in one of the Power Four conferences, it doesn't end well for
and,
you.
And here's the thing, for people who are like, they're the victims, and they are in this system.
Sure.
Washington State took Cam Ward from Incarnate Word.
Sure.
So they're willing to do it too. Sure. They get transfers from smaller schools.
It's like when you look at history, right? You can sit there and you can say, well, you know, invading countries is wrong and, you know, imperialism and all that, but no one has. And now we've settled into a world where, yes, we've become civilized. But if you look back through history, no one's history is clean.
Right.
It's just you were able to gobble up what you were able to do. And the only thing that stopped you was someone bigger coming in and being like, well, we will do it back to you. And now you've kind of settled into, for the most part, this is what we do. We've all agreed that for everyone's benefit, we're just going to kind of stay put. You still get occasionally someone rogue, but that's kind of where we're at in college sports. But yes, for every little guy that gets mad, he's ultimately mad because he can't do it anymore. He used to be able to do it, or he still wants to do it. He just can't.
Or he's doing it to schools that make less money.
Yes.
Oregon State will still get the Portland State transfer all the time, the Idaho transfer, and never bat an eye.
Yeah.
And Idaho's going, wait, what the heck? You know, what's happening to us? It's just the way it works.
Yeah. It's just the little guy will always, he always gets the short end of the stick.
It is funny, though, because sometimes guys transfer, and they do transfer for the big money, or they do make a move for the big money. And it doesn't quite work out the way they want. I think it happens at the college level, and I think sometimes it even happens at the pro level.
Well, it's like, and I'll get into this more and work up against it, but I did, I'm a Mets fan, and Juan Soto signed a 15-year deal in the offseason for like $575 million. Second biggest contract in Major League Baseball history behind Shohei Ohtani. So, I mean, he's getting $575 guaranteed dollars, $575 million, no matter what, no matter what he does. And so far this season, it hasn't been particularly good. He's fat. He gained a bunch of weight. He seems kind of disinterested. Everything he does is scrutinized, right? If he doesn't run out of ground ball.
It's in New York, yeah.
It's in New York. He's already made some comments about, you know, the lineup in with the Mets isn't the same as the lineup in the Yankees. They played the Yankees just last weekend, and they said it was the first time anyone's really seen Juan Soto look happy, and it was when he was hanging with his old teammates.
Oof.
With the Yankees. And so, of course, now there's a lot of speculation of, he didn't really want to go to the Mets. He just went there for $575 million. You know, and so there is that element of, it's not always the most money. If you're a wide receiver and the University of Miami, you were joking about this, pays you $2 million to go to Miami and it's a Mario Cristobal offense, that may not be the best thing ever. If someone offers offering you $1.5 million, it might be worthwhile to go to the $1.5. Like there's a
I'd rather be at LSU or Ohio State,
right? Like if you told me that I could grow and develop in a Mario Cristobal offense at Miami at $2 million, or I could go play at LSU or Ohio State and make 1.5 or even like 1.3, at the end of the day, which one of those is a better ultimate decision for you financially and in the long run? I personally think it's Ohio State, and I think it's LSU. But for a kid that's 19 years old, maybe that money is the end all to be all, and you can't see future development. And maybe that's the short side of the stick, is that you ultimately, like in your mind, does the kid in college ultimately take the most money the majority of the time?
Oh, or at least close.
Close.
And what you end up getting is you get three or four schools that all really want him. They do want him. I mean, they're good. The guys that are getting paid, and they say, hey, I'd rather go here than here. But they're offering $50,000 more a year. And they go, okay, we'll match to make this.
But for the most part, you have to be.
You got to be in the ballpark.
You got to be in the ballpark.
You got to be in the ballpark, yeah. For sure. Yeah. And there's little things you can do. You know, okay, we can't give you the most NIL money, but the next sponsorship that comes up, you're going to be a part of that.
Sure.
But you better be in the ballpark.
Yeah. The hometown discount isn't really a thing.
Not when you're talking about zero compared to $150,000 a year. And that happens sometimes where a school thinks we're going to get this kid for nothing. Yeah. And another school comes in and says, we'll give you $150,000. Yeah. They're like, I love being a hometown hero, but my parents collectively don't make $150,000 a year. I have to take that money to help my family.
But that's why I wonder, like the Juan Soto thing, if someone offers you $575 million and you don't really want to be a Met and the Yankees are offering you $480 million, $100 million. $100 million is a lot. But you're not. Is there anything you can buy with $580 million that you can't buy with $480?
Well, wasn't one of the sticking points, like, reportedly they wouldn't give him his own suite all 81 home games?
Yes.
And they're like, listen, not even Aaron Judge has his own suite. I don't know what you want us to do. Like, you're not getting a suite. And he's like, fine, the Mets will give me a suite.
Yeah, Juan Soto wanted a luxury suite for his family.
Okay.
And the Yankees were like, well, we can't do that.
We don't do that for anybody.
But right. I just wonder how many times in sports you take the most money and ultimately, like, you see this with number two receivers a lot.
Yes.
Number two receivers take a lot of money to go to a bad team and be the number one receiver, and then a year later you're cut and you're like, ah. It's a little easier when I was the number two guy and was playing with Patrick Mahomes as opposed to playing in Miami.
Yeah, Jordan Addison, I feel like, seems pretty happy being opposite Justin Jefferson.
Yeah, don't Jordan Addison, don't go to the Carolina Panthers.
You don't need to be a Brown.
No. All right. We come back. Club 1080, would you do this naked? We have hot animal news of the snake or kangaroo variety. And trying to sell a $6 million toilet. Suddenly, a lot to get to. And we'll keep you updated on what's going on in the conference finals in hockey in the NBA. Club 1080 coming up next here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.